Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Hey, welcome back to another big episode of the Brick House
Podcast. Big.
Episode 111. I'm your host, Bob Johnson.
And I'm Matt Baker. Hey, Bob, how would you like to save 50% on cleaning services?
Oh?
Let me... halfway through this episode, we're going to let you know about Handy.com.
Ooh, new sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Handy.com. Save 50% on cleaning services using the promo code ALMIGHTY50. We'll have more information coming up.
I'm intrigued.
Okay.
Matt, today is volume 3 of the Big Brick House quiz show.
This is good stuff.
We pull these out from time to time. I like to make a few categories. Some of them are relating to current events. Some of them more NBA history. Mm-hmm. The categories for this week's quiz show, Matt, we've got... Big trades. It is trade season.
Right.
January. Also another category, white men can't jump. There is news of a remake in the works.
Right.
Category number 3, assistant coaches are people too. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Category 4, big shoe contracts to fill.
Right.
About endorsements. And the last is the best never all-star team.
These are great categories, Bob. Can I take a moment now that we've teased the categories to talk about the expanding Brick House podcast empire?
Oh, please do.
I've added a new show to the expanding Almighty Ballin' Podcast Network. I've started a Phoenix Suns-specific podcast, Bob, called Shazam.
Congratulations.
With our buddy Aaron. Needed Aaron. He's the boots on the ground in Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
And
Phoenix correspondent.
We're trying, Almighty Ballin' Podcast Network is trying to take over. And also within the Brick House podcast, we are also trying to take over, Bob.
On our way.
So if people want to hear about Phoenix Suns specific news, search Shazam. How do you say it? Shazam Sun Show. Bob will be on, I'm sure, to, you know. Wax poetic about days of old.
Yeah, I'll practice saying Shazam Sun Show three times fast.
Right. That's how you get on the show if you're able to say it. So, yeah, that's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, congrats, man.
Hey, thanks for being here.
The logo's great, too,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, logo is great.
You should subscribe just so you have that on your iPhone.
Right.
Matt, I got to admit that the big trades category,
yeah,
I wanted to talk... You know, big trades in NBA history, but I also wanted an excuse to bust out the Changes music.
Oh, nice.
I feel like that would be an appropriate time to play that.
That's great.
Voice of Casey Desmond, music of Brendan Etter. Let's get right into it, Matt. So it's the same format as our previous quizzes. Each category will have 5 questions, 2 multiple choice, 2 true false, 1 dealer's choice. We'll keep track of how many we get right here. I'll ask the first question, Matt.
Okay.
It involves 2 of our favorite teams. In 1996, the Phoenix Suns famously traded Charles Barkley to the Houston Rockets for 4 NBA players.
Yeah.
Which player was not involved in this trade?
Okay.
Sam Cassell, Robert Horry, Stromile Swift, or Chucky Brown?
That'd be Stromile Swift, Bob.
That is the correct answer. Do you know who the 4th Houston Rocket traded to the Suns was?
You said Chucky Brown was one.
Chucky Brown,
Cassell, Ori, and Mark Bryant.
Wow.
Is that right?
That is.
Okay.
If there were extra points, he would have got extra point there.
Nice.
But there isn't.
You know what? I also have a Phoenix Suns trade question.
Oh, great.
Shazam 2.0. What fellow NBA champion center was Shaq traded for when he went from Phoenix to Cleveland? Was it Zaza Pachulia, Zydrunas Ilgauskas, Ben Wallace, or Chris Mim?
Oh, man. I don't remember. I'll guess Chris Mim.
Is Ben Wallace.
Ben Wallace.
The Suns instantly cut him.
You know, one of the funny things about looking up this Barkley trade, this famous Barkley trade,
right,
was Barkley's Suns lost consecutive years to the Rockets in Game 7.
Yeah.
And then he forced his way to the team
to the
that
Rockets.
Beat him.
Right.
And formed a big super team.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is what he's been criticizing Durant for the past 7 months.
Yeah, it was Drexler, Olajuwon, and Barkley, right? Was Pippen on that team, too?
He came later.
He came after.
Yeah. Okay, Matt. True or false, Kobe Bryant was once traded for a current NBA general manager.
Yeah, true.
True is correct.
Vlade Divac.
Very good. Yeah. Vlade Divac's now making his own bad trades.
And... I have a who am I question.
Who am I? Okay.
Okay.
Bring it.
I went to Virginia, played 14 years for the Sonics, Clippers, Pistons, Kings, Jazz, and was traded for Scottie Pippen on draft night in 1987.
Olden Polonese.
That's right, Bob.
I actually learned that one doing my research this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I was thinking about putting him into the quiz because I know you ran into him at work one time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, Bob,
yeah.
This is my only job. What are you talking about?
I mean, you ran into him on the Sun Show.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Which pair of the following players were not traded for each other? Dirk Nowitzki and Robert Traylor.
Right.
Tracy McGrady and Steve Francis, Dennis Rodman and Will Perdue, Shaquille O'Neal and Sasha Vujacic.
Shaq and Sasha.
Very good, Matt.
Yeah.
You're on fire.
Will, I always like that Will Perdue for Rodman trade.
Yeah, just like Spurs were ready
just
to get
him.
Of.
Just get him away from us, please. Okay. True or false? The top three players in all-time points scored have been traded at least once. Were traded at least once in their careers.
Kobe, Kareem, and Malone. Did Malone get traded to the Lakers, or did he go there as a free agent? I'm going to say false.
False is correct, Bob.
All right.
Karl Malone signed as a free agent. You know those Jazz wouldn't have traded him to the Lakers.
Never. True or false, Matt? Matt Barnes has been traded 4 times in his career.
Ooh, this is tough because I know he's moved around a ton.
He has.
And I don't know if they've been trades. He was traded in the Weber trade, I know.
Right, to the 76ers, so the Sixers could, or so the Kings could acquire Weber.
Yeah. He was traded by the Clippers to either the Hornets or the Grizzlies.
Right.
I forget. There was that mishmash there.
Yeah, Barnes and Spencer Hawes for Lance Stephenson.
Yeah.
Worked out great.
Yeah. I'm going to say false.
It is true.
Okay.
Well, Matt Barnes has played for 10 teams.
Yeah.
He's only traded 4 times. You named two of them, the Kings to the Sixers, the Clippers to the Hornets, then the Grizzlies later traded him for Luke Ridenour.
Oh, yeah, he was in all that.
And he was traded on draft night as well, from the Grizzlies to the Cavaliers, even though he was cut in October.
This past year?
When he was drafted.
When he was drafted,
yeah,
okay.
Back in 2002.
Okay. Swing and a miss.
3 for 4 ain't bad.
Okay, so these 4 players I'm going to list have been traded. They're basically the 4 players that were traded the most in their NBA careers, I think, according to research. 3 of them have been traded 8 times, and 1 was only traded 7 times.
Wow.
Okay. This is kind of tough. To be fair, it's kind of a random question.
Jim Jackson on there?
Yeah, he not on my list, but he was in the list I saw. Okay, so which of these players has not been traded a record 8 times? Billy Owens, Don McLean, Sam Cassell, or Chris Gatling?
Wow.
I know this is kind of random, but...
I'll guess Cassell.
Cassell's correct.
All right.
He was only traded 7 times.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, last question of the category from me. In George Karl's new book, he talks about a trade that fell apart in the last minute for Sonics forward Sean Kemp for what Eastern Conference star?
Wasn't that Pippen?
That was Pippen.
Yeah.
Correct.
I heard about that. That's a really weird trade. What year was this?
It was when Jordan was retired because George Karl, fellow North Carolina guy, actually called Jordan and asked him if he should make the trade. And he said, Scotty will do a lot more things for you than Sean Kemp.
Okay. But the Bulls were not interested.
The Bulls backed out at the last minute. Or actually, I think it was the Sonics owner that backed out and pissed off the Bulls.
And then the Bulls beat them pretty much the next year or two. True or false, Bob?
Okay. I need this to tie the category.
Well, this first part is true, okay?
Okay.
The Jazz and Magic led last offseason with 5 trades each.
Okay.
Okay. True or false, they made 2 trades with each other.
Two trades with each other. True.
That is false, Bob.
Oh, darn.
They made no trades with each other.
Tricky, Matt.
Yeah. I'm sorry if that was too tricky. I just wanted to test your last off-season knowledge.
Yeah, that was pretty good. All right. Well, you won that category. 4-3. Go on to White Men Can't Jump. I feel like this is one of, I'm pretty strong in this category.
Yeah, this was going to be tough for me.
In the opening scene on the Venice courts, Sidney Dean and Billy Hoyle bet on a shooting competition. What restaurant does Sidney Dean's friend want to go and celebrate their assumed winnings? Roscoe's, Sizzler's, Shakey's, or Zanku Chicken?
Ooh. Sizzler, Bob.
Sizzler is correct.
Okay. Shakey's and Roscoe's were... I was thinking about those, but I felt that those might be a little too inside for that script.
The direct quote from the script is, "We goin' Sizzler, we goin' Sizzler."
Oh, man. Bob, how old was Blake Griffin when White Men Can't Jump came out? 2 years, 55 days.
Uh-huh.
3 years, 11 days. 4 years, 118 days. 5 years, 228 days.
Let's see. He's like 28 now, I think. So that would mean he was born in 89. I'm going to say the 3 years old one.
You're correct.
All right.
3 years, 11 days. That's some good.
And now Blake Griffin is producing the remake of the movie.
That's why I chose that.
That's probably his favorite movie from when he was 3 years old.
Probably.
Matt, true or false, writer-director White Man Can't Jump Ron Shelton also directed sports comedies Major League and Kingpin.
Oh, man. False, Bob.
False is correct.
Yeah.
He did write and direct sports comedies Bull Durham and Tin Cup.
Okay.
And also lesser quality sports comedies Play It to the Bone and The Great White Hype.
I don't know the Play It to the Bone.
That's the Antonio Banderas and Woody Harrelson are boxers, like traveling together to Vegas to fight each other.
Okay.
That was okay.
True or false, Bob? In Zombieland, Woody Harrelson's character loved Twinkies, but Woody is a vegan, so he had special cornmeal faux Twinkies made.
Oh, that's got to be true.
That is 100% true.
Were they also medicated marijuana?
Yeah. Those faux cornmeal Twinkies sound terrible. Yeah.
Doesn't he always just keep finding, like, snowballs or something in the post-apocalypse?
Yeah, I think that's, I had forgot about that till I read that.
Okay, Matt, there's 450 players in the NBA roster spots. How many of them are white US-born players?
Ooh.
Less than 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, or more than 55?
So
white US-born players in the NBA.
What was the second option?
36 to 45.
I'm going with that one.
That is correct.
Yeah. I also have a white American players question for you.
Oh, cool.
And this might be a tad... I'm trying not to hoodwink you.
Okay.
But white, how many white American players were drafted in 2016? Keep in mind, white American means American citizenship, like they were born here.
Okay.
Okay. 0... 1, 4, or 6?
This is first and second round?
First and second round.
4.
4 is correct.
Wow, okay.
Henry Ellenson, Jake Layman, Steven Zimmerman, Domantas Sabonis.
There was only 4 out of 60 people?
According to my count, unless I was completely wrong.
Wow.
The Sabonis was the trick because he was born in Portland. Because of Arvidas, so, but he's also Lithuanian.
True or false, the leads of White Men Can't Jump were almost Denzel Washington and Keanu Reeves.
Oh, man, I'll say true because I would love for this to be true.
That is true.
Ooh.
Washington turned the film down to do Malcolm X, and despite demonstrating athleticism in The Matrix, Reeves turned out to be completely terrible at basketball.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough. He did the, like, dribbling out in front of him, like, with a flat hand. And Bob, the Phoenix Suns Hustle Award is named after A, Jeff Hornacek, B, Dan Majerle, C, Tom Chambers, or D, Steve Nash.
You say Tom Chambers.
Ooh, it's Thunder Dan Majerle.
Thunder Dan. Gets me again.
He gets everyone after a while. The Hustle Award.
The Hustle Award. Okay, Matt. Gloria, Woody Harrelson's girlfriend on White Man Can't Jump, she gets on the show Jeopardy and prevails by running the category Foods That Start With What Letter?
Oh, man. P.
The correct answer is Q.
Q,
foods
okay.
That start with the letter Q.
That's good. To be fair, I haven't seen White Men Can't Jump in a while.
You're missing out, man.
Yeah. All I remember is Stookey Brothers, and that's it.
The Stookey Brothers, yeah.
Bob, who is the only white man to win the slam dunk contest?
Brent Berry.
Brent Berry is correct.
All right. We tied that category, man.
Yeah.
4 correct answers each. Oh, while researching White Man Can't Jump, I came across this story. I couldn't form it into a quiz question, but wanted to share it anyways. So the director made up a budget gap by betting on a shooting contest with a studio exec.
Really?
Yeah. So the quote was, "I got in a shooting contest with a studio executive because we were a half day behind and he was giving me some grief. I was like, let's shoot for 15 grand. If I beat you best out of 5, you give us the 15 grand and we're back on schedule. If you beat me, I'll shorten up half a day someplace to catch up." And he hit the last shot to win.
Nice.
Which is, you know, best of 5 in the movie, too.
That's pretty awesome.
Matt, let's tell our listeners about that great deal from Handy.com.
Bob, do you ever have trouble doing things around the house?
I can't do anything.
Oh, man, that's funny how often this comes up. Well, you need Handy.com and the Handy app. It is an app named Handy, but it is also very handy. Handy.com has professionals that are experienced, friendly, background checked, and insured. Do you need painting done? Do you need something mounted on your wall or your home or office cleaned? Do you need moving services, plumbing, electrical work, or air conditioning?
Wow.
Handy.com has it all for you. So what you do is you go to Handy.com, get the Handy app, and you can book in 60 seconds by selecting the date and time you want your professional to show up. They'll confirm your appointment, take care of payment electronically. Then you download the app to access the booking and management tools. And then an experienced, full-equipped professional will show up on time at your doorstep.
Wow.
Right now, using the code ALMIGHTY50, you can get 50% off cleaning services. That's ALMIGHTY50 to get 50% off cleaning services.
Wow. Half off. What
oh, yeah.
a deal.
Yeah. You know, here in L.A., there's vans parked on the side of the road with numbers on them for people to come clean your house.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure how insured and fully professional those people are, but Handy.com is both of those.
They're probably like cults trying to get new members.
Not Handy.com, the other one.
Not.
The other one.
The van people.
Yeah. Van people.
I'm going to guess that this next category is probably for the nerdiest of basketball nerds. This category is called Assistant Coaches Are People Too. You want to take the lead on
I'll
this
take
one
the
now?
Lead on this one. True or false? I like this question. True or false, Patrick Ewing has been an assistant coach longer than he was a player.
True.
False.
Darned.
He's been a coach for 15 years and he was a player for 17.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy to think that his second career has been longer than his first? Still can't get a head coaching job.
I know. Okay, which team hired the first female NBA assistant coach? Kings, Cavs, Hornets, Spurs.
Spurs.
Spurs is correct. Becky Hammond was the first female assistant coach, and the next year the Sacramento Kings hired the second, Nancy Lieberman.
Right. What year was Golden State Warriors assistant Mike Brown named Coach of the Year? 2007, 2008, 2009, 2010.
I think it was 2010, the year of the decision.
Oh, it was 2009. Yeah.
Darn.
Sorry, Bob.
Okay. True or false, Sam Cassell is an assistant coach on the Portland Trailblazers.
Ooh, false.
False is correct.
He's on the Timberwolves?
He is the
Wizards
assistant coach. He has bounced around a lot.
Yeah, he has.
Two for two, Matt.
True or false, head Phil Jackson assistant Frank Hamblin won 7 titles with Phil and was interim head coach of the Lakers in 2005.
False.
That is true.
Killing me on this category. Mike Brown, former Cavs and Lakers head coach, is now an assistant on what team? Clippers, Kings, Warriors, Suns.
Warriors, I just asked you a question about Mike Brown, Bob.
You know all the Mike Brown trivia.
I'm going to give you 4 players, okay?
Okay.
4 people, names.
Persons.
Which 2 of these won NBA championships as a player, an assistant, and a head coach?
Oh, that's a good question.
Pat Riley, Bill Russell, Casey Jones, and Bill Sharman.
So one of these players didn't do this?
No, 2 of them did and 2 of them did not.
Okay. Russell, Riley, Casey Jones, and
Bill Sharman.
I'm going to say Riley did it.
Yeah, that's correct.
And I don't think Bill Russell was ever an assistant coach. He's the red herring. I'm going to say Bill Sharman.
Ooh, Casey Jones.
Darn. So close. Do I get a half a point for
that? That's fine with me. You know, and Riley's the only one to also win as an executive.
Wow.
So he's won.
He's got like the EGOT.
Yeah, he does.
Okay, Matt, true or false, Lakers assistant Brian Shaw once read a book on millennials and wrapped a scouting report to his team in attempts to connect with them.
Is this true, Bob?
That is true.
Yeah.
And he was with the Denver Nuggets. His short stint on the Denver Nuggets.
Which one of these 4 people has been a Timberwolves assistant coach for 7 years spread out over 4 terms?
Wow.
He also was a head coach of the Timberwolves on a,
at one point.
Sidney Lowe, John Lucas, Del Curry, or Bernie Bickerstaff?
Sidney Lowe.
Sidney Lowe is correct.
All right. One right.
Yeah, he
did not get the goose egg.
He just finds his way back to Minnesota every couple of years.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, what New York Knicks assistant coach was hired by Phil Jackson to run this year's Knicks defense?
Kurt Rambis.
Yeah. I believe they're 30th on defense in the NBA.
Yeah, you know.
Wow, so you got 5 for 5 correct, and I got 1 in that category.
Ooh.
Nicely done.
Maybe that was my question asking skills.
I think you are just king of the basketball nerds.
Okay, thank you.
This next category is big shoe contracts to fill about player endorsements. Oh, you're going to like this one, Matt. Which of these companies does Clippers point guard Chris Paul endorse? The Banana Boat Company, Geico, Steiner Sports, or Chick-fil-A?
Is it Steiner Sports,
it's
Bob?
It's Steiner Sports, Matt.
Okay.
I was looking up, you know, player endorsement deals and saw that Chris Paul endorses Steiner Sports.
Yeah.
Who endorses the Brick House podcast?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
We're pretty much like co-workers of Chris Paul now.
Pretty much. Bob, I have a question for you. True or false, Jeremy Lin has an endorsement deal with Steiner Sports.
True.
True, Bob.
All
that
right.
is true. Oh, man. What's this episode brought to you by again?
Andy.
We're great co-workers, and Lin and Chris Paul.
True or false, Matt, Wheaties wanted to put Shaq on the box, but he refused because he didn't eat the cereal. Instead, he went with Fruity Pebbles.
It sounds too good to be true. I'm going to say false.
It is true.
Oh,
Shaq makes investment decisions based on his personal taste. That's why he turned down investing in Starbucks, Matt.
Oh, wow.
Quote, growing up in my household, I had never seen a black person drink coffee. In my house, it was always sweet tea or hot chocolate. It doesn't mean Shaq's not a bad investor. He did invest in Google before it went public.
Really?
He did.
Wow.
Next question.
Okay.
Matt.
True or false, Charles Barkley started endorsing Weight Watchers and lost 50 pounds.
True. 49 pounds.
Yeah. This says false. He was caught on air saying it was a scam.
Oh, wow.
He did lose weight. You know, this is a tough one because he did lose some weight, but also, yeah, he was kind of caught. He was caught on mic saying how it was a scam, and he hadn't really lost anything because of it.
Was he caught saying it was a scam, or did he say it into a mic on his TNT show?
It was not while the show was going on. I think it was on commercial, but he was still...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Whoops. Okay, Matt, which of the following players does not have a signature shoe deal with Chinese shoe company Peak?
Okay.
Is it Dwight Howard, Nicholas Batum, George Hill, or Matthew Dellavedova?
George Hill?
It is Nicholas Batum.
Oh, wow.
George Hill has his own signature shoe. I was just as surprised as you.
Yeah. What was the name of the store that owned the exclusive rights to the Starbury brand? Okay. John and Ricky's, Steve and Barry's, Adam and Chrissy's, Pat and Billy's.
What? I was going to say Foot Locker.
Yeah.
The first one.
No, it was Steve and Barry's.
Steve and Barry's.
Had you never heard of Steve and Barry's? I don't know if they had any out here, but they had...
Is that like Ben and Jerry's?
It was a clothing store that basically specialized in weird brand of college clothing and all this, but... Stephon Marbury had an exclusive deal to put his shoes in there, and his shoes were $15. The clothes were $5.
Wow!
You could buy all sorts of gobbledygook there. They shut down.
Hmm.
Ben Wallace also had something going on with them.
Wow! I missed out. I'll never shop at a Steve and Barry's now.
Okay, continue.
True or false, Matt? Luis Scola has his own signature shoe made by Anta. Luis Scola.
Is that true? I'm going to say true because I don't know what that is, so it sounds true.
It is true. Anta also endorses Clay Thompson.
Okay.
The Chinese shoe companies really love former Rockets.
Yes.
That's where it comes
from.
He played on a team with Yao Ming. He gets paid. Shane Battier even had his own signature shoe deal with Peak.
Which current NBA player is the spokesman of Brita water filters? Is it
Steph Curry?
Ask if it was Chandler Parsons, Bob. I was going to make a hot water. It's Steph Curry. Good job. I didn't know that was before that. You knew that, obviously.
I've seen the Steph Curry Brita commercials.
One of the interesting things about doing these quiz shows is trying to come up with questions based off things I hope you haven't read while you're doing research. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like if I type in NBA player endorsements into Google, I know I can't look straight at the first page because that will be exactly what you're seeing. So
that's how you got all these questions right.
Yeah.
Okay, Matt, well, here's not an easy one for you. Can you name the four active players who have Nike signature shoe deals in the NBA?
Oh, wow.
Not including Jordan brand players.
Yeah.
Four guys, active guys, with Nike signature shoe deals.
Harden? Or is he Adidas?
He's Adidas.
Yeah.
I'll forget you ever said that.
Yeah. LeBron?
LeBron is one.
Durant?
Durant is two.
Carmelo?
Melo is the Jordan brand.
Okay.
The other two are Kyrie Irving and Paul George.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The only four players with Nike signature shoe deals. Kobe's still making new shoes, but not playing.
Not playing. Not until the 3-on-3 league starts. But. True or false, Chuck Taylor and his estate has received $1 per pair of Chuck Taylor Converse shoes sold.
True.
That's false. They've received $0.
Oh, wow.
He was paid a salary to be a spokesperson for the shoes.
Damn. Too bad for Chuck.
Yeah, they've sold over 600 million pairs of Chuck Taylors all time. Those are also hurdy on the feet, Bob.
Well, that brings us to our last category. Matt, you actually won that category as well. Now you are up 3 categories to 1. Gonna make coming back difficult. Brings us to our last category, the best never all-stars.
Yeah, this is a good one.
True or false, Matt?
Uh-huh.
Arvydas Sabonis never made an all-star team.
That is true.
That is true. It's almost like you researched this.
Yeah. Never all-star Brent Barry ended his career in the same city as his brother and father. What city was that?
Oakland.
Houston.
Three of these players never made an all-star team. One has. Can you name that player? Lamar Odom, Jalen Rose, Ron Harper, Devin Harris.
Devin Harris did.
Devin Harris made an all-star
team.
He made it in 2008 as a member of the New Jersey Nets.
Yeah, that was better time, I guess, huh? Rod Strickland, who was never an all-star, is the godfather of who?
Kyrie Irving.
Okay, you got it.
That may or may not be one of my questions.
Okay.
True or false, Allen Houston was never an all-star.
Oh, man. I'll say false.
False is correct. He is a 2-time all-star, despite having amnesty clause named after him.
Poor guy.
He was never actually amnestied. That's a misnomer. They quickly dubbed it the Allen Houston rule, assuming that the Knicks would cut him to get rid of their financial liability.
Yeah.
But they cut Jerome Williams instead, predicting that Houston would retire because of his injuries.
And did he retire?
And he did.
Okay. So that was the smartest thing the Knicks have done in the past decade. True or false, never all-star Jalen Rose made more money in his career than all-star and fellow Michigan alumni Juwan Howard.
True.
That's false, Bob. Juwan Howard made $151 million in his career.
Oh, my gosh.
And Jalen Rose only made a pathetic $102 million, Bob.
Wow.
Really pathetic.
All right, Matt, another pick the all-star among non-all-stars. Brent Barry, Detlef Schrempf, Marcus Camby, Damon Stoudemire. Which one was an all-star? Barry Schrempf Camby Stoudemire.
Was it Detlef Schrempf?
Detlef Schrempf. Sylvian knew that one because of his appearance on Parks and Recreation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he talked about that on the podcast a little. True or false? Never All-Star Marcus Camby. Was he never an All-Star?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Was a part of John Calipari's first Final Four team when he played for UMass.
Correct.
True. Yeah, true.
Although that might have been stricken from the record books, I'm not sure.
John Calipari's first two Final Four appearances were vacated.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. UMass and Memphis.
Okay, last question for you here, Matt. Can you name the 90s Portland Trailblazers guard who also coached with John Calipari, who's also the godfather of Cavs point guard Kyrie Irving?
Is that Rod Strickland, Bob?
Wow. You are good at this game. 5 for 5.
Lamar Odom got drafted out of Rhode Island, but what college did he start at?
Ooh.
UNLV, Arizona State, Michigan, or Florida State?
Was it UNLV?
UNLV is correct. He was there with Sean Marion.
Well, we did come up with a special Shazam potential tiebreaker question. Although we are far from a tie.
It's all right. I think it's still fine to go over it.
Yeah. So these are Robert Sarver.
Yes.
The Robert Sarver Suns owner tiebreaker.
Yeah.
True or false, Matt? The Morris twins, Markeith and Marcus, bought a house down the street from Robert Sarver, and he occasionally attended their card games.
True.
That is true.
Wow. What a difference a few years make, I suppose.
Really makes the betrayal that much worse.
Ugh. True or false? It took Robert Sarver less than a year after buying the team to have to apologize to Greg Popovich.
True?
Yeah, he called out Popovich because Popovich sat a couple of the players in a game against Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
And Sarver started making chicken noises and saying he was a chicken for not playing his players.
From the sideline? Or like in...
In a post game.
Oh, into the media. Okay.
Yeah. True or false, Robert Sarver traded or sold his first 5 draft picks as Suns owner.
First 5? That's got to be false.
Including second rounders. That's true.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well done on that quiz, Matt. You certainly know your NBA trivia.
Hey, well done for you, too.
Thank you. Quick diss of the week. This one came on Friday night, Matt. The Brooklyn Nets scored 143 points against the New Orleans Pelicans.
With Anthony Davis.
I don't even have a snappy one-liner for that. That's it.
On the next episode of Brick House.
Hopefully we'll break down the first big trade of 2017.
Oh man,
play that changes music again.
I'm getting very antsy.
I've heard this week Rubio, Nurkic, Paul Millsap may be brought back into trade discussions. I think it's really a shame that Zaza didn't make the All-Star team, though. It would have been fun to see Westbrook have to share a locker room with Durant and now Zaza.
Yeah.
After he knocked him over and stood over his body this week.
It would have been too good.
Also, next week we might talk about the potential of the frickin' 76ers making the playoffs, Matt.
I don't want to get my hopes up or anything, but you did say when we were in Las Vegas, you did talk about... Did you call them a playoff team, or did you say they 30
they
wins?
Win 30 wins.
30, that's
games.
What I thought. We just need some... I need a coach fired, or I need a trade. I need something, Bob.
The Sixers are 8-2 in their last 10 games.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw an article that said the Sixers are actually good and Sam Hinkie has nothing to do with it. I was like, well, I guess. I don't know.
He did draft Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
Follow us on Twitter at Brickhouse Pod. Tell us how you did on the quiz. Did anybody beat the great Matt Baker at this at this quiz? Anyone go 50 for 50? Rate and review our show on iTunes if you like it. That would be awesome. And check out Shazam, Sun Show with Matt Baker and Aaron. Check that out. Rate and review that. Follow those guys on Twitter while you're at it.
Shazam Suns.
Shazam Suns.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed the quiz. Check us out next week on the next episode of Brick House.
Beep, beep, beep.